If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This month at PostWrestlingCafe.com, go XL and you get live editions of Rewind to Raw, Rewind to Dynamite, and Rewind to SmackDown, featuring all the news of the day, your questions and answers, as well as feedback. PostWrestlingCafe.com, $6 gets you in the door. Hey everyone, it's John Pollock. We are deep into our WrestleMania week coverage, and we're going to throw out a free sample of our WrestleMania week show that is currently up at postwrestlingcafe.com. It's myself and John Cena. It's about a 90-minute show going through AEW Collision, a review of Bloodsport 13 with John Kleinchester jumping on with us, and then we get into both TNA Unbreakable and the Mark Hitchcock Memorial Super Show. And here is your free sample as John Cena and I go through a legendary match from the Mark Hitchcock Show.
All right, everyone.
So we are going to go into a match that I feel will have a, you know, there's some matches that happen Mania weekend that there's just such a proliferation of matches that they come and go and they get lost in the ether. I believe this one will stand the test of time, in terms of the legendary match that was Minoru Suzuki against Butterbean with Dan Severn as the special enforcer. And out to accompany Butterbean is Rick Bassman, Don Fry, and Tom Howard. And for those that have not been following along, like, Butterbean literally was like immobile, and he's done all this work with Diamond Dallas Page. And if you've seen the videos, it's a very inspirational story of what DDP has helped do for this guy. And in that sense, like, you just look at this guy being able to literally walk to the ring is a bit of a miracle in and of itself. That said, sometimes you will get a match that on paper, like, this is going to be an immense struggle. And I think you would categorize that going in, this was going to be an immense struggle. So in absence of that, you try to book to whatever strengths you can find, and you book something that is satisfying, and you can hopefully over deliver what is probably very minimal expectation level for a fan base that wants to see this match out of sheer absurdity that it is Butterbean and Minoru Suzuki. Somehow they were able to book such a disaster here on top of being one of the worst matches you are ever going to see. Not this year, not this weekend, ever. So we have this is a match that is built into four 2-minute rounds.
I think so,
that
yeah.
This was broken up to. The first round is like a nod to Goshi Ozaki and Kazuyuki Fujita, just like staring at one another. It's like, is Butterbean having second thoughts about even engaging here? He's just in his corner. And then we have what is the saddest chop battle that Minoru Suzuki has ever participated in. Like, Butterbean can barely throw strikes. I mean, it's like my 7-year-old would be able to give more convincing strikes than Butterbean can in 2025. A horrific 2 minutes to start. Then the second round begins, and Butterbean, this is one where if you were there in attendance, this was an atrocity. It was even worse at home because we've got the counter, the timer in the corner that is ticking down, and suddenly we're a minute into this round. Neither side knows that this round has begun. So you borrow, like, we're just talking about blood sport and realism. So they just decide, once they start to engage, they just reset the counter at 2 minutes after a minute into this round where just no one knew what was going on and that the round had begun. So we're just starting. You're getting extra time tacked on to this. And so Minoru Suzuki executes the most laughable single leg takedown. And for a first time ever, a single leg takedown generated a chant of holy shit, because this was like the high spot of the match, a single leg takedown. That was your second round. The third, Butterbean starts to attack him, and Suzuki is like a stuntman launching himself into the corner to try and sell for this barely existent offense. And they fight to the floor. And I don't know about you, Sino, but when they went to the floor, I immediately thought, I was like, there is no way Butterbean is getting back into this ring. Like, he physically is not getting back into this ring once he is out. And they are counted out. Now, at the beginning of this, it was announced that they will fight to what? We will fight. They will fight to an absolute finish. Yeah. That was, I think, the wording that they used. So they are counted out by Dan Severn. Suzuki grabs a chair and they are separated. Naturally, a double count out, automatic boos from the crowd for a non-finish. Although I would have been thanking the Lord if this match was over at this point. So then it's, what can we do on top of this? Dan Severn goes to speak to the announcer and they're conferring and you're expecting, okay, they're not going to screw you with this double count out finish. We're going to get something. After consulting with the enforcer, Dan Severn, it is in fact a double count out. I was like, what? It was like, who came up with this? Who came up with this atrocious idea with this guy that Butterbean, God bless the man for what he can do physically, but we are selling this as a, like, we are asking people to pay for this, and there is no way this man can perform. This is among the worst things I have ever seen, and was just, this will be the memory of this Mark Hitchcock Memorial Super Show. Just an astounding presentation of pro wrestling that you do need to see just so that it is in your memory bank.
This was a magical mess. Like, last night, I was all wrestled out. I watched Unbreakable. I watched Collision. I was like, before I go to sleep, I just need to watch this match. I've been hearing so much about it. Let me just put it on. I felt like I was delusional watching this. I don't know what was going on, to the point where I had to rewatch it today just to make sure I didn't make it all up. Nobody knew what was going on in this match. Dan Severn didn't know. Butterbean didn't know. Suzuki didn't know. The audience didn't know. I didn't know. The whole, like, ending of the rounds thing was so funny. Like, they literally thought that the bell, like, was to start the match or to stop. Like, nobody knew exactly what was going on, to the point where Dan Severn just kept ringing the bell over and over again. This match was so bad.
It felt like everyone showed up and just went out there with, like, nothing. No finish, no understanding of any, like, nothing. Like, Butterbean just, like, the man should not be, like, listen. It's great. He can walk. Let's take that as, you know, it's a great moral accomplishment for the man. But this was just absolutely painful to watch. This man should not be doing anything in the realm of professional wrestling. And it was something that, I mean, you have to see this to believe it. Cause in 2025, you just do not typically see things like this. I mean, this might have some weird attraction to it for people to seek out the replay, above anything else on this show. So, I mean,
They should have just went with the punch out finish with Little Mac knocking down King Hippo, and then he just can't get up for the 10 count.
Literally, John, if the novelty was seeing Butterbean in 2025, what are people's memories of Butterbean in pro wrestling? It's Bart Gunn. Find your random indie guy. Find Tommy Invincible. And he just comes out and one punch. That's it. That's all you need. And fans would have been happy. And that would have been it. That's all you needed to do. It didn't have to be Minoru Suzuki being clocked in 5 seconds. Find anyone. It did not matter. People had a weird curiosity to see Butterbean. It's a feel-good story, and it requires him to enter the ring and throw one punch, and you're done.
And bless Veda Scott trying to explain Brawl for All, then ending it by saying, and there's a reason why we don't do that anymore. Like, that was just the line. That line alone encapsulated the entire night.
Yeah, there's a reason we don't do tournaments that are shoots with one-eyed individuals like PCO. For this complete 90-plus minute show, go sign up at postwrestlingcafe.com. $6 to get you in the door with 30 days of access and daily WrestleMania Week shows. We had a show up on Thursday. We're back tonight with the XL version of Rewind to SmackDown. Saturday, Kate from Montreal and John Cena are live at noon Eastern time. It can all be found at postwrestlingcafe.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine and may maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.